John Muir, Guardian of the Wilderness. In 1867, a young man named John Muir walked 1,000 miles across the United States. Muir had already had many outdoor adventures in his life, but this journey was special because it almost didn't happen. Great Expectations, Chapter 1, A Man in the Churchyard. My father's family name was Pirrip, and my own first name was Philip. But all my young tongue could say of these names was Pip. So that is what I called myself, Pip. I never saw my father or mother or any pictures of them, for they lived before the days of photographs. I lived with my sister, who was more than 20 years older than I. My first vivid impression of things was gained one memorable late afternoon in the churchyard. At that time, I understood that my father and mother were dead, as were my 5 little brothers. Alone in this bleak place overgrown with nettles, I shivered with fear and began to cry.
"Stop your noise!"
cried a terrible voice as a man rose up from among the graves.
"Keep still or I'll cut your throat!"
He was a frightening man dressed all in gray with an iron on his leg like prisoners wore.
"Oh, don't cut my throat, sir!"
I pleaded in terror.
"Tell me your name, quick!"
"Pip, sir."
"Show me where you live. Point out the place."
Look good, with style taken to the next level, as we embrace the fabulous you and explore ingenious fashion staples that will help define your unique fashion sense. Step up from the usual fashion standards and learn to wear your own collage of ensembles as we focus on your exceptional individuality. From knowing the appropriate dress codes and discovering wardrobe that works on your figure to matching the perfect accessories, there is always a right style for you wherever, whenever you are. Find fun in fashion and never go wrong with style, only here on the Ultimate Style Guide, exclusively on Fashion One.
She had been born in India, where her father worked for the English government. Her mother was a great beauty who only wanted to go to parties and amuse herself with interesting people. She had not wanted a little girl at all. So when Mary was born, her mother handed her over to the care of a nanny. The nanny had strict instructions: keep the baby out of sight as much as possible.